It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Greg Pickle and Dustin Hockensmith here, still talking some Penn State football. A little bit of activity on the coaching staff front. I just wanted to boil that down, where things stand. They're in the market as of right now, as we're sitting here in the market for a wide receivers coach. That could happen pretty quickly to round out the staff. But I just wanted to get your thoughts, Greg, on the staff movement as a whole. You know, you go from Ricky Ronnie and Matt Limegrover, offensive coordinator and offensive line coach, respectively, to Kirk Ciarrocca and Phil Troutwine. Are we looking at net positives here? Now, obviously, Jared Parker going to take the offensive coordinator job at West Virginia. You still have one more hole to fill. But just when you look at the offensive line and the offensive coordinator spots, do you feel like they got an upgrade out of that?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously time will tell, but I think you have to take it as an upgrade at this point. I mean, I liked Ricky Ronnie a lot, but I just don't know if we were ever going to see his offense have the kind of creativity necessary for winning at the highest levels of college football. So, Kirk Ciarrocca has a ton of experience in his background, and I think this is the next step for Penn State. It's what it needed at this moment, is an experienced play caller who could come in, run the offense, and James Franklin wouldn't have to worry about it. So I'm fascinated to see what he'll do for this team. And then with Phil Troutwine, you know, Matt Limegrover is one of the nicest guys on earth, and I hope he, I'm hopeful that he gets a job and, you know, lands on his feet soon, because he was a really great guy when he was at Penn State. But do you feel like the offensive line ever really took the next steps that you were hoping that some of these older guys especially would? They just didn't work out that way. So, to me, I think they can only go up from here with Phil Troutwine. And it probably helps, too, that he's a younger guy and probably a little bit more energetic on the recruiting trail and probably has some new ideas as well. So, we'll see.
Yeah, and I think I don't know. It's you're steering back the other direction now, where Ricky Ronnie was not a proven play caller. He'd been a guy who was with James Franklin, who had experience coaching pretty much all the positions, seemed to understand the big picture of what the offense is and what the offense should be. But now you know, when he moves along, which I think that was pretty good timing for everybody, for him, for Penn State, to maybe get a guy like this to come in. Kirk Ciarrocca's called plays, you know, in a bunch of stops. Been with PJ Fleck, who's a guy that James Franklin, you know, has gushed about. They're kindred spirits, is what they are. Working for PJ Fleck seems like it's about what it's like to work for James Franklin and vice versa. So Kirk Ciarrocca is somebody who's played calls, and I think he knows what his identity is. He knows what he's trying to do. I think Penn State, just offensively, we'll see what kind of schematic changes we're looking at. But I think just the bottom line for me, Penn State is going to have a better sense of what it is and what they're trying to accomplish, and maybe force defenses to adjust to them. You know, I think sometimes it looks really good on paper. It sounds really nice to be like, hey, we're multiple. Whatever the defense gives us, we're going to take. It just seemed like sometimes the defenses were dictating what Penn State was calling, rather than just saying, like, this is our strength. This is what we do. Try and stop us.
We talked about this a million times, but how many times did James Franklin come into the post-game news conference and talk about how good of a plan the other team had and how they executed that plan so well? And the one thing that always bothered me, much like Bill O'Brien continues to bother me, is
I haven't forgotten about that.
No, it's been a couple days later, but the sting is still fresh.
You suck too!
Yeah, right, yeah. Fake punts and all. So the thing that always bothered me, Dustin, was why couldn't Penn State ever be the one executing its plan to perfection? Why couldn't they put, you know, what they wanted to do, why couldn't they do it to other teams and make other teams change their game plan to what Penn State was doing? So I think that Kirk Ciarrocca is a guy that can come in and do that. And as it relates to the receivers opening, I wonder if Terry Smith might get some consideration for that job. All-American, or I'm sorry, not All-American, but a very good receiver at Penn State, of course, won and has coached receivers elsewhere. Came to Penn State to join James Franklin's staff as a defensive back coach. Been very successful by all measures and regards in that area since he's been with the team. But I don't know, maybe you consider him a familiar face and maybe add someone on that defensive side who maybe is a little bit younger and a little bit more experienced with the way defensive backs have to play now compared to how they used to play. Maybe that would help out.
Yeah, and then you're really just sort of reshuffling the deck some. Now you're hiring a cornerbacks coach, which that's okay. If they think Terry Smith is the best man for that job, then you take the best guy for the job and you hire somebody else.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's hard for me to sit here and try to speculate on the wide receiver coach position, but what you do have you have a chance here between Troutwine. And I was really fascinated late last week. Bill Connolly from ESPN really tried to figure out, what these changes mean for Penn State's offense. And he seemed to believe that we're going to see more of a, not to take away from, this is going to sound bad, but a simplified approach.
Yeah.
A simplified approach where you're not making the game more complicated than it needs to be, but also maybe a turn more towards run heavy, more of a throwback kind of offense. And I'm not sure if we're going to see Penn State's not going back to the 80s or anything right here, but I think it's interesting that they've got an abundance of talent really all over the place, but especially at that running back spot where it would make sense to accentuate that talent. And maybe turn the offense into something that uses that depth and gets creative with the way that it approaches the run game. You bring in Phil Troutwine, who his offensive lines at Boston College seemed to greatly exceed expectations and really, really perform well in the run game itself.
No doubt. No doubt about it. He had guys who were all conference picks. I think one was an All-American and an early round draft pick. So, yeah, Dustin, there's no question. I mean, he's a guy with a lot of experience. He comes in and again, I think it helps to have guys who have played more recently. Now, I know his playing days ended in 2009, so we're not talking about super recent, but the game has definitely changed. I wish I still had the quote from Matt Limegrover back in the summer when Penn State had its media day for assistant coaches, and he said something to the effect of, now the game's more about hand placement and fighting hand blocks as opposed to, hand techniques as opposed to, just mauling guys. I'm thinking, yeah, it's been like that for a while. But he said that was one of the big revelations of when they brought the NFL coaches in last offseason for the offensive line. That was one of his big takeaways. And I remember standing there thinking, that's something that your offensive line coach at a school that wants to play for the college football playoff probably ought to know. So as much as I like Matt Limegrover, I just do think that there were probably some technique and philosophy things there that didn't maybe align with what Kirk Sciarrocco wanted to do. So they go out and get a guy that fits what they want to do. But, Connolly's piece, it almost implied that Penn State hired an offensive line coach that does one thing and an offensive coordinator that does another. So I'll be curious to see how that all meshes together when it comes down to it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be different, and we can speculate all day long. It's going to be different. I really wholeheartedly believe that this is going to be a better approach for what Penn State has. There's no debating. You can say, okay, how much credit does Kirk Sciarrocco get for Minnesota having 2,000-yard wide receivers? He's been emphasizing wide receivers and developing wide receivers. I think that's something that is going to come with the territory. But there's also no debating that Tanner Morgan was in lockstep with Kirk Sciarrocco. And that's something that, might be the most exciting of all, is to think about the progress of Sean Clifford now with him coming in instead.
Yeah.
And maybe year two as a starter, we could see a big leap from him. I definitely think he's got it in him. There were times this past year where he was a little jittery. He was not as composed as I thought he would be, but I think he's definitely got it in him. I think he can be a really good quarterback, on a national level.
Agreed with that.
We're talking Penn State football, looking at the coaching staff movement so far, still a position left out there, in the wide receivers coach after Jared Parker moved on to be the offensive coordinator at West Virginia. It's also conference championship week in the pro ranks. Four teams left, two games So little time left in the season. Don't miss it. Miss out. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. And this week only on DraftKings, you bet on any star player to score the first touchdown of the game with 10-1 odds. Doesn't get any better than that. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience using the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You download it now. Use code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So one void left. We mentioned about the candidates here, the wide receivers coach. You want to see some progress from that wide receivers group. Since James Franklin got here in 2014, how many years have you said Penn State's wide receivers have truly excelled?
Well,
in all facets.
In all facets, I don't know if there has been a year. I mean, obviously, they've
had separation has been an ongoing thing.
Ongoing, and yeah. That was a problem with Gattis. It was a problem with Corley. It's been a problem with Parker. So whoever they bring in now is going to have to find a way to fix that. But you can think back to some pretty star-studded performances since the start of the decade. Allen Robinson, of course, was very good. Chris Godwin, and more recently in the Franklin era, Deshaun Hamilton. There's been some really good plays made by some really good players, but in terms of a whole group, can you ever look back and say, wow, I really was impressed with how those guys played? I thought the receiver blocking this year was probably as good as it's been, but that's not really what's going to get those guys paid on Sundays, and it's also not what's going to win Penn State football games. So that's a big hire he has coming up here, no doubt about that.
Big hire, and it's also it'll be interesting to see, because the whole driving force of this offense could be getting a makeover here between the run game and presumably an offensive line that should take some steps forward in that regard. I'm also curious to see the Penn State offensive line take some steps forward in terms of pass protection too, because there was a stark difference between how they played against Memphis when they were running it and how they were protecting Sean Clifford when they were passing it. Some progress to be made there. The wide receivers coach, again, how important is this role? Can Kirk Shiroka's offense get these guys open? Can you scheme them open more than technique them open? So that'll be an interesting storyline to follow. We'll keep tracking Penn State's coaching staff between now and when that hire is made. We'll also kind of keep an eye on what James Franklin has surrounded himself with. Is this the staff that helps them get to another level? I think it might be.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Sorry, I thought the clock was a little bit lower than it is.
Nobody needed to hear me keep talking.
I think that James Franklin has a chance to finally surround himself with a coaching staff that top to bottom can lead his team to a college football playoff, no doubt about that.
Needed some more established minds around him, I think, especially from an offensive standpoint. He's got one now. Moving on here. Ask Greg your Penn State questions coming up after this.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.